You're locked inside Mav Radio's haunted heartland. And I'm the only one with a key.
Give us back the key! Give us back the key!
Oh. Shiver just went right down my spine. Right down it.
Yep.
Wow. Goodness, these liners are really, really good.
Excellent stuff.
All right.
Bone chilling almost. My bones need a sweater right now. That's how chilled my bones are. So, Missy, what horrors await as we continue into the third hour of the Haunted Heartland show?
All right. Well, our next story comes straight from a chilling, shrilling place.
A chilling, shrilling place?
Yeah. I was just trying to come up with some really cool rhymes, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Chilling. But you know, Matthias.
Grilling place. There you go.
There
I'd
are
like that.
Plenty of haunted house attractions to visit in Omaha.
We visited some tonight.
Yeah, especially around this time of year.
Oh, exactly.
But what about an actual haunted home? We now join Dan Downs for a special report just about that.
When Fort Calhoun native Joe Conley started searching for the Omaha house he now lives in, he didn't know somebody was already living there, but he certainly didn't let that stop him. In fact, he moved right in after purchasing the property early last year. Oddly, his real estate agent didn't tell him that the house was occupied, but that's because technically it wasn't.
And so that was like the slight introduction. Obviously, we didn't talk about, you know, my dad's still here, you know, he wanders around, stuff like that. The daughter didn't mention that.
Conley believes that his house is haunted by the spirit of the former owner's husband, Harold. Harold, who passed in 2007, was survived by his wife. She declined to be named or to comment regarding the home and her late husband for this story. For the purposes of clarity, we refer to her as Mrs. H. Mrs. H was in her late 70s at the time the property transferred into Connolly's ownership, having lived in the house for about 40 years. Conley states that he isn't clear if Harold died in the home, but that Mrs. H told him her husband had passed away after falling ill. Navigating the split-level home stairs became increasingly difficult for her, and Mrs. H made the decision to sell the home and move into an assisted living residence. In March of 2013, she sold the property to Conley and his girlfriend, Adrian Ponce Perez. She talks about Harold as if he is a roommate instead of a ghost.
But at the time when it started happening, it was something that was just unnerving. Because we were making the jokes and we were saying, you know, if you heard anything or you saw anything, be like, oh, Harold, is that you? Oh, Harold, I'm just getting a glass of milk.
Conley says that shortly after they moved in, odd things started to happen, like lights flickering and doors opening on their own. One night, Conley states a former roommate, Craig, reported hearing footsteps shuffling down the hallway while everyone was in bed. That individual has since moved out due to unrelated reasons.
So, like, even after a few months, though, I mean, get used to the house. Craig says that, you know, he's like, well, you weren't up last night, were you? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, never mind. And I'm like, well, I gotta say something. He's like, well, I swear I saw someone move from the bathroom to the main bedroom.
One night after cracking a joke about an old TV the former owners had left behind, Conley says the basement lights went out and continued to shut off every time he turned them back on. But even with all this odd activity, Conley says that his real estate agent didn't mention that there was anything strange about the house. Some states require sellers to report deaths or paranormal activity in the home on the disclosure report. For instance, California requires that any deaths occurring in the home within the last 3 years be reported. However, other states, like Nebraska, only require material facts about the property, like the age and condition of the roof or foundation. The Nebraska disclosure form does have room for comments, but nothing specifically asking about otherworldly activity. A representative at the Nebraska Real Estate Commission stated that years ago, there was a spot on the form under property conditions where a seller could list any deaths that had occurred in the home, but that doing so wasn't legally required. He described disclosing odd activity in the home as a sort of professional courtesy rather than as a requirement.
I know that disclosures have certainly gotten tighter, you know, in the real estate business, you know, as these years have gone on. I mean, it was absolutely necessary for people to disclose anything that was wrong with that house that they knew. I'm not sure that having a friendly ghost inhabit the house with you would be something that you would have to actually pass on.
That was Jody Bartunek, a former Sioux City, Iowa realtor for Homeland Realty. Bartunek retired in 1986, but she states one house she toured stuck out in her memory because the sellers had posted a friendly ghost in the disclosure.
It was a lovely, older, two-story home. We all got in the house, and the listing agent started to tell us the story about this house. And a man of some prominence, he was building a house for his wife, who was actually very ill and dying.
Bartunek says the gentleman who built the house made it to his wife's exact specifications. It was her dream home. Shortly after moving in, however, she passed away. Eventually, the home was sold to a new owner who quickly became acquainted with the spirit activity.
They always figured that it was the wife because that was her house. And the things that would happen in that house were kind of funny. She would, or somebody or something would move things from one place to another, just like telling them, this is where this belongs, and this is where that belongs. This is how I planned it.
Bartunek says she doesn't know who the home was eventually sold to, but knows it did sell, despite its ghostly reputation. For some buyers, a death in the home is a deal breaker, which could equate to spirit activity or simply just unwanted attention. One website has popped up to capitalize on these fears, diedinhouse.com. Founded in 2013, the team behind the site claims that using publicly available records information, they can tell you if a death happened within the walls of your home. It isn't free, however. One search will set you back $14.99, but you can purchase multiple searches at a discounted price. A message on the website urges consumers to ask your agent, seller, or landlord for a diedinhouse.com report before you sign, or discreetly purchase one yourself. Their homepage warns that properties associated with violent deaths undergo a 25% decrease in value and take 50% longer to sell compared to similar homes. In New York, the Supreme Court took on one particularly famous haunted home case in 1991 in Stambomsky versus Ackley. Helen Ackley was a resident of Nyack, New York, who had publicly reported poltergeist activity in her home. Ackley had written of her experiences for Reader's Digest and a local newspaper. However, the buyer was not from the area, and upon learning of the house's reputation, immediately filed for a rescission of the sale, seeking damages from Ackley and the real estate agency. The Supreme Court dismissed the damages, saying, having reported the ghost presence in both a national publication and the local press, the defendant is estopped to deny their existence, and as a matter of law, the house is haunted. The court noted, however, that whether the house was truly haunted or not, the seller was under no obligation to report the activity to potential buyers. Regardless of whether the Supreme Court are believers in the paranormal, studies show most adults are. A 2013 Huffington Post survey showed that of the 1,000 adults polled, 45% believe in ghosts, or that spirits can visit a place. Ponce Perez says that she sees herself as more of a skeptic, but added that she doesn't like being in the house alone when Conley isn't home.
I'll be in the basement if I have a day off, and I'll hear something upstairs, and it'll sound just like the creak of a foot being, you know, walking on carpet. And typically I write it off as the dogs, but there was one time that both of the dogs were downstairs, and that kind of scared me.
In the basement, there's an area which the couple refer to as the penalty box. It's a small storage area underneath the stairs which closes by way of a wooden door, held shut by a magnet. Conley says the area got its name from a series of inside jokes about putting misbehaving house guests there for a timeout. For about a month, Conley and Ponce Perez stated that the door would open of its own accord. Then one day, mysteriously, it stopped.
And it wouldn't be all the way open, it would just be a crack. Just that eerie crack enough to be like, this is strange. And you would shut it and you'd walk away, and then the next time you'd come down, the next time that you'd pay attention, because it's not like we come downstairs staring at that door waiting for it to be open, but the next time that you look at it, it would be open. And that's why I was so sure Joseph is doing this elaborate prank. Just open it a little bit for me every time I close it.
Many homeowners might be prompted to start looking for a new, less paranormal house, but Conley isn't deterred by a few bumps in the night. He remains stout-hearted, even though he has a ghost for a roommate.
Did that just happen, or why, or, you know, just questioning things?
Why are you messing with me? No, why are you messing with me? No, that wasn't me.
Stuff that might make the hair on your neck stand up a little bit. Nothing that's going to, like, say, like, well, got to figure this out or we're moving.
Conley says that he and his girlfriend have come to an amicable arrangement with Harold. They say they understand they're living in his house, and they respect that. They've even left his nameplate on the front door.
It's just negotiation at first. It's like, we're trying to exist here. We're respectfully asking to for coexistence or for your leave.
Conley and Ponce Perez say they have never tried to hold a seance or to communicate with Harold, but they know he's there and they're okay with it. They just hope that no other spirits decide to join him. Reporting for MavRadio.fm, I'm Dan Downs.
What a package. What a package indeed from Dan Downs. Haunted real estate. Welcome to this episode of House Hunters International. We have got a couple here who are deciding to move into a lovely split-level home, but the catch is that there is a poltergeist, so the furniture will be in a different position every time you enter the room. Will they decide to love it, or will they decide to list it? Man, I could imagine that would get some ratings, that's for sure. Well, we now return to the Squirrel Cage Jail for the third time to speak to the author of this package, who knows quite a bit about haunted real estate, Mr. Dan Downs. We reach across the ether of the signal to find Mr. Downs' voice. Can you hear me, Dan?
I can. I'm reaching to you from a dark parking lot outside the jail. How are you, Messiah?
I'm well, and yourself? How's your afternoon been?
It's been good. My extremities are a little on the cold side, but other than that, I think I'm doing okay.
Hopefully we'll get you in and out of the cold and damp as soon as we can here. But an excellent package on the haunted real estate. Fascinating story that I don't think anyone has ever really explored before. Were you a skeptic going into it? Were you a scoffer at the notion of haunted real estate?
I was, and I still am, to be honest with you. I can't say that I saw too much that would have changed my mind, although
so you
I would
wouldn't say that you're a believer now, as some people might say. You know, it seems like a lot of these stories go on and say, well, I kind of believe in it now. So your opinion has not been changed by your own research.
No, my experiences did not sway me.
Well, did you actually in your studies, did you yourself visit a seemingly haunted piece of real estate?
Well, the only one that I have come across that, like I said, has been repeatedly haunted was Mr. Conley's house here. Other than that, I have never been to a home that's supposed to be haunted. I did have a friend actually send me a notice if anyone's in the market to buy a haunted home. They should definitely look up to this. There's a house off of, I believe it's 112th and Corby Street, that's supposed to be haunted. So I feel like, you know, if there's some haunted activity going on, you might be able to bargain the price down.
Yeah, I'll bet that you could get a haunted house for a song, considering how it seemingly takes so long to sell them. Seeing as how you are quite a staunch adversary of the notion of haunted real estate, would you live in one yourself?
I definitely would, yes.
It wouldn't? And you would just Let it ride. No precautions to be taken there.
I think the only precaution I would take is I would play up that fear thing, and I would play up the haunted thing. Like, the chief would give me a discount on the house. But, you know, I would definitely live there. It wouldn't bother me, even if there was a few bumps.
Good conversation starter, if nothing else.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
You can have company over all the time. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
If it's not too personal a question, you live in Omaha, yes?
I sure do, yeah.
Well, did you since you researched the website diedinhouse.com, did you purchase an investigation? Did you look up your own home?
I did. I bought a package of three, and I did three addresses. Obviously, the first one that I ran was my own house, because you got to make sure, you
of
know.
Of course, you got to just check.
Nothing there. Yeah, you do. I have to live there. Uh-huh. It's an old house, but nothing there. And the second one I checked was my mom's house, because you got to look after mom.
Right, right. Can't
and,
have mom being bothered by those pesky poltergeists when she's trying
no,
to have her morning
no,
coffee.
No, I'm not afraid of no ghosts, but she might be. I don't
right,
know.
Right.
So, but mom's house is safe. The last one I looked up was Mr. Conley's house there.
Uh-huh.
I looked up his house, and it said that Harold had died, but then on the location it said unknown.
So we don't actually know if Harold died in, that's the operative word, in the house.
Correct. We do not know. We know he was ill, and that it is likely that he died in the house, but we do not know for sure whether he did or not.
A very interesting spectral story to end our package before we go to commercial. Dan, I thank you for your research and your conversation. Perhaps now you can get in to a more cozy set of circumstances.
I sure will. Thank you very much, Matthias.
We'll see you later, buddy. The Haunted Heartland Show continues to roll on the slippery slope of spooky specters as we continue into the third hour. Some more commercials to head your way, and then when we return, we shall plumb the vast depths of the human mind and psyche, and none other than our own Missy Ring's psyche. That's a deep, dark basement, let me tell you right there. It should be a plumbing expedition like no other. Get your plunger and some latex gloves, because we're going digging after this.